Hey everybody, welcome to season 3 of Align Your Spirit Podcast. I am Brittany Fry, your host. I'm an energy intuitive, death doula, and medium, and I am here to help guide you in connecting deeper into your soul self, ignite your intuition, and remember that you are a powerful fucking being. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome back to Align Your Spirit Podcast. This is Brittany Fry, and oh my gosh, it has been a minute. I always say that because I don't ever have these like mapped out exactly, these episodes mapped out exactly as I want them to go, because life happens, and sometimes I get an idea sparked into my mind, and I come on here and hit record and just start chatting away. And other times I don't feel super inspired. So today I was feeling inspired and I'm here and I'm excited to connect with you. So before we begin, if you find this episode or what you're about to listen to inspiring, I would love to hear from you. Otherwise, hit the share button and share with somebody else that you find may benefit from this episode. So I'm going to share with you some of the more pivotal moments in my life the last few months and what I've come to learn about myself and my own healing journey. And I just have this feeling that some of you may get this and may understand it and may feel like I'm actually speaking about your own journey. So I would love to hear from you if that's the case. But one thing I've really have learned about myself the past few months is how much the mind controls or tries to control our human experience if we allow it to. And it has been, I always call it mindfuckery, when our mind and our thoughts try to take over everything. And for me, the past few months, it's really been trying to train my mind and heal my mind and really be cognizant of the thoughts that I have throughout my day. And I'm also going to share with you some of the things that I've done to really take control of the mind. But you know, if you're ever just sitting there and you feel like your mind is just spinning out of control and you feel like you're on a never-ending roller coaster where you're at your high highs and you hit your low lows and you go down these rabbit holes and you're just spinning and spinning and spinning. First of all, that's not necessarily abnormal. I feel like as human beings with our ego, it's pretty common to just feel like we can be spiraling. But what's really important is when we can have conscious awareness of being more mindful and in control of our thoughts and not allowing our thoughts to control us, right? And I know we've all been there. We've all done that, right? We can have moments of peace and calm and moments where our mind is just fucking chaotic. And I know that for me, it's been a little mixture of both, right? And so I've been finding ways to really heal the mind and heal the body and heal my heart and take control of my thoughts. And I'm going to be honest, it can be really challenging, especially when we are grasping on to the past and grasping on to the memories and not really allowing ourselves the space to grieve and let go. So I'm here to share with you just how important it is to kind of have that level of self-awareness and really taking that time to make the changes that you need to in order to really grow, evolve, and move forward. So my biggest tools that have really helped me along in this process is having a mentor. I know for me, it allows me that safe space to express what's on my heart, what's on my mind, and have a non-judgmental person in my life that's there to support and guide me and give me different ways, different perspectives to look at my experience. And that has really been probably the number one thing that has helped me really move through the past 6 months. Or not even past it, move through the past 6 months. And kind of helps me stay aligned of not stuffing the emotions, rather move through them and feel them and experience them. So that is my number one tip tool. If you feel like you are spiraling, or if you feel like there is some maybe heavy stuff that you're wanting to work through, or you just need that person that is there to listen without judgment and just to be your support and to give you guidance and tools to move through whatever it is that you're moving through. So I have utilized mentoring for the last year and a half, and have also offered it to my clients, which their response in it is just as powerful, right? To have a person that's there for you is just incredible. So the other tools that I've used to kind of help with the mind fuckery, with the mind games, is spending time in nature. That is probably right up there with mentorship, is to be outside as much as I can. And it's funny because I feel like if I'm not at my part-time gig, I am outside or running around doing something to keep my body moving and active. And then also finding that peace and quiet in a park. I have a local park that I go to that is like my sanctuary, where I can just go and connect with nature. And that's where I can finally just allow my mind the rest and peace that it needs. So that's been really super helpful as well. And I know that so many people out there talk about how important nature is. And I've definitely had those moments in my life where, you know, people like spend time in nature. And I'm like, yeah. I get it, but do I really do it? And when I actually take, I know this sounds so stupid, you guys, but when you actually just pause, give yourself that time and actually get yourself outside in nature, nature heals. It really, truly does. And a really other fun thing that I've done recently is I had a galactic starseed origin reading from a friend of mine, Garrett, who I cannot speak highly enough about. I am actually taking an advanced Akashic Record course with him starting next week. But in this reading, I learned that, you know, part of my starseed being that I'm connected to, how important nature really is and how I receive and give these light codes when I'm in nature. I receive them from nature, but I also give them to nature. And I feel like I just needed to be reminded of that power and essence of what nature actually does. And so that was kind of that moment where I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I understand it. My galactic beings are here to remind me the importance of it. And so I really, truly have been getting out in nature at least once a day, if not more. So that's really just been amazing. And the deep healing work that I've been doing, you know, using the light codes from nature to really help me find that balance and heal the wounds that have been coming up for me the last few months. So those are a couple things that I really just wanted to share. And, you know, I fully understand that, you know, this human experience can be really, it can be tricky to try to figure out who you truly are, what you're here for. If you're going through these big pivotal moments in your life, or maybe you're not going through these big pivotal moments, but there are some that you're just like questioning, like, why do I have to experience this? Just know that your soul knows. In some way, shape, or form, your soul knows exactly why it's here, why you're here in this human existence, and why you're needing to experience what you're currently going through. And our human, it can kind of confuse it all, right? Our ego doesn't always fully comprehend and understand and can easily feel trapped in the blame, shame, guilt, fear of it. But when you can step back and gain a new perspective into your challenges of, okay, my soul knows, I trust my soul, I trust my higher self, that this is the experience that I need to have in this moment for whatever it may be, and start to really explore what that means for you and you know, start to piece together maybe the whys of what your experience is about and why you're going through it. So that's been just a very peaceful, I guess you can say peaceful, reassurance as to some of these challenges that I've been, I don't even like to call them challenges. I really don't. They may feel like challenges, but again, I typically refer to them as experiences. I think that every person that comes into your life, you are meant to have an experience with. Every person that you are bound to meet, you are meant to have an experience with. And, you know, instead of beating yourself up or blaming yourself or sitting in that shame, just look at it and just ask yourself those questions. Like, what is this meant to teach me? What is this experience? You know, why is this experience showing up in my life? And in what ways can I use this experience to evolve and grow into the person that I'm meant to be? And those are the questions that are empowering, right? Those are the types of things that will leave you feeling more empowered versus like, well, fuck my life. I just screwed up and I might as well just put myself into a hole, right? I've had those thoughts every once in a while, but I know that those thoughts aren't leading me to my highest destiny or my highest points of evolution, right? And I think that there's really no end in sight when it comes to your own personal evolution. I feel like each experience, each moment is an opportunity for you to grow and evolve. And that process is really unlimited, right? So, again, if you're finding yourself in this space of why is this happening to me, or why do I keep following these patterns of despair or lack or doubt or shame or guilt, really take a step back and look at yourself from a higher perspective of what is this here to teach me? How can I utilize this experience to help me grow and evolve? And, you know, what resources are available for me to help me through this? So number one, again, mentoring. I do offer a one-to-one mentoring, soul mentoring program. I was like, what do I call it? I feel like it on my website, it's soul empowerment or empowerment mentoring. I'm not exactly sure, but I'll drop the link in my comments below. And it's a one-to-one Voxer container where you have access to me Monday through Friday. And it's your space to truly ask the questions that you need support and guidance through. So I've had clients come into these containers asking about relationship with family members. I've had questions about their physical health and how they can, you know, look at their physical health and really help to dive into the emotional and mental, maybe even spiritual components into that physical pain or physical health. I'm not a physician, so I can't diagnose my clients, but I can definitely help them look at the layers of the pain in a different way. And yeah, just helping people to look into their intuition and how they can use their intuition to help them in their lives. Really, there's no topic that's off limits in the Voxer support container. So it's 30 days, it's $99. You get a soul message or a card reading each week. And it's just really powerful. And I'm super passionate about that platform, or that container, because again, it's helped me tremendously in the last year and a half. So, I love offering it to my clients, and my clients have really seemed to enjoy it as well. So that is really a great opportunity. All right, my loves, this is a short episode today. I wanted to just kind of come back on this platform, spew a little bit of updates of my life and what's been helping me tremendously. And I just want you to know that when you choose to show up for yourself and do this work, it's just so profound. It's so empowering. And really, you're not meant to do it alone, right? We have so many teachers in this world that will guide us and help us and hold our hand if we need it, or give us a little nudge or shove when we need it. But when you choose to do this work, when you show up for yourself, it is just amazing. So continue to do things for you. Continue to want to grow and expand and evolve, because that is what being a human is all about. So please reach out if you have any additional questions. You can go to my website, www.brittanyfry.com, and I will make sure to drop my link in the show notes below if you are interested in that mentoring program. I hope you all have the most fabulous day. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you today and you find someone that would benefit from this information, please share with them. Also, if you'd like to connect with me or schedule a session, please go to www.healinglovelight.com. Check me out on Instagram and Facebook, Brittany Frey. That is BrittanyFrey. See you next time.